Digital Music Composition is a four-part podcast. It is an overview of music composed using digital equipment. Each episode focuses on a different type of technology, including the history, current popularity, artists that use it, and an audio example.
Hi, my name is Harbir Rihil, and I'm going to be talking about FL Studio, also known as Fruity Loops, a music-making program, and how it is used on PC. The first official PC was called the Sphere 1, created in Bountiful, Utah, in 1975 by a man named Michael D. Wise. The Sphere 1 was named the first official PC because it had a keyboard, number pad, and a monitor. PCs were being used in households and offices for personal productivity, programming, and games. Eventually, around the 1980s, PCs acquired color and sound. The Commodore 64 became the best-selling PC of all time, selling 17 million units. Since then, the PC has gone through thousands of upgrades and continues to grow today. Now we can use the PC to communicate with people around the world, search for information, send and receive information, play video games, and more. Today I'm going to talk about how you can use the PC to create music on a program called FL Studio, also known as Fruity Loops. FL Studio is one of the most basic music producing programs out there. FL Studio contains a variety of drum kits like hip-hop, dance, vintage, and more. It also has different plugins and software synthesizers that can be used in the program. This program is usually a stepping stone for people who want to learn how to create music on their own. You can also find and download more sounds for the program, and with lots of practice, you could create things that people would have never thought you could do on FL Studio. This program can also be used to create remixes of songs by taking different audio tracks of songs, beat mapping them, and putting them together to create something new. ImageLine, the developers of this software, continues to provide FL users with free updates to the software, so that the program doesn't get repetitive and keeps users satisfied. Most people who first start learning how to make music on the computer are usually introduced to FL Studio first. FL Studio has a very basic layout, which is much easier to understand than other music software. There are a few artists that are known for using this program, such as Soulja Boy, Waka Flocka, and music producer Lex Luger. They all have the same simplicity in their music, which is what most of today's mainstream rap music sounds like. Other rappers like T.I., Young Jeezy, and Lil Wayne aren't known for using FL Studio to make music, but the sounds they use in their music are the basic sounds you can find in FL Studio. FL Studio is used mainly for mainstream rap music and some techno music. As you can tell from the list of artists I named earlier, they all fall under the hip-hop genre. If you use FL Studio, you have easy access to making a simple mainstream hip-hop beat. Today's hip-hop music has the same style of beats, which include hard 808s, sharp hi-hats, and snares with electronic sounds used for basic melodies. These kinds of beats are usually called crunk or dirty south beats. FL Studio is the most popular music program used for dirty south beats. If you are a fan of today's hip-hop music and love the sound of crunk, FL Studio will show you how they're made in the simplest way. Now, I'm going to show you how I made a dirty south beat. You will notice I used the basic instruments, like the heavy 808, a lead synth, sharp snares, and hi-hats. This is a short example of what you can create on FL Studio using the PC.
This has been another episode of Digital Music Composition. In our next episode, I'll be talking about some of the tools I use for recording demos in pre-production stages using a Mac Pro.
Digital Music Composition is a four-part podcast. It is an overview of music composed using digital equipment. Each episode focuses on a different type of technology, including the history, current popularity, artists that use it, and an audio example.